Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Seeing Jesus Clearly. In Mark chapter 1, in verse 1, we read in this short opening statement a very powerful thought that Mark opens with. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This week's reflection is a reflection of our Lord. In John Mark's gospel, he opens up with a single deliberate sentence, and in it he announces his entire purpose before the story even begins. While Matthew traces Jesus' genealogy back to Abraham and David to prove Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise, and how Luke gathers eyewitness testimony to ground Jesus firmly in human history, and how John reaches back before time itself and reveals the eternal Word who was God, Mark does something completely different. He doesn't pause. He doesn't explain. He simply states it and moves forward. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the thesis. Everything that follows, every healing, every parable, every storm stilled, and every demon silenced exists to answer one question for the reader. Do you understand who this is? That question doesn't stay safe in the first century. It actually lands on us. Do you know Jesus as the Messiah? Not as a name you can recite, not as a title you learned in Sunday school, but as a reality that reorders how you live. Because there's a wide gap between knowing the right answer and living like it's true. Picture standing at a bus stop downtown. You know the route number. You've memorized the schedule. You can tell a stranger exactly which stop to take and even where it lets off. But all of that knowledge gets you exactly nowhere until you actually take a step on the bus. Knowing the route and taking the journey are two entirely different things. Mark's gospel is full of people who knew things about Jesus but never made the trip. Crowds followed him from town to town and watched him work miracles they couldn't explain. They heard teaching unlike anything that they had heard from their own rabbis. Even the demons knew exactly who he was the moment that they saw him. But none of that knowledge required surrender, because recognition isn't a relationship. The disciples themselves struggled with the same gap. They wanted the benefits of walking with Jesus without the cost of following him all the way. They were drawn to the idea of a crown and recoiled at the mention of a cross. Mark shows us again and again that real understanding only comes to those who step off the curb of comfort and onto the road of actual discipleship, even when that road runs straight through suffering. Throughout the gospel, Jesus collects titles in the way that a king would collect crowns. Son of God, Holy One of God, Son of Man, Son of David, and of course, the Christ. The crowds offered their guesses. The disciples confessed the right words while completely misunderstanding what those words would cost them. The demon spoke his identity out loud, but they refused to bow to his authority, proof that even accurate theology can exist without a single ounce of obedience. But then there's the Father. And the Father is unlike any of those. There's no guesswork. There's no halfway understanding, no half-hearted guess, no fear-driven confession. Just an unmistakable command from heaven itself. You are my beloved Son, following with this. Listen to Him. That command hasn't expired. It's still standing over every person who reads Mark's gospel today. And here's the sobering part. Knowing who Jesus is has never been the hard part. Even the demons could pass that test. The line that actually separates true disciples from spectators isn't knowledge, it's obedience. To listen to Him means His voice gets the final word over every competing voice in your life. Culture, comfort, fear, ambition, even your own reasoning when it contradicts what He said. It means handing over your plans, your priorities, and your decisions to His rule, not just His advice. Mark never invites us to stand back and admire Jesus from a respective distance. He calls us to get up and follow immediately, completely, and without the qualifiers we'd prefer to add. And that's where the sobering truth lands hardest. It is entirely possible to know the right answer about Jesus and still build the wrong life around Him. So the question Mark leaves ringing in our ears isn't really, who is Jesus? Most of us can answer that correctly without even thinking twice. No, the real question is this: who is ruling your life? Will we settle for knowing who Jesus is, or will we actually walk with Him as Lord, not in theory, but today, in the decision sitting in front of you right now? You see, that's not a question we answer once and move on from. It's one every disciple has to answer, not only today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that. These are things that we must think about for our own life. Will we allow Jesus to rule our life because we truly see Him clearly? As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.